California court order frees 250 criminal illegal aliens into U.S. by John Binder on December 9, 2020. Criminal illegal aliens who were released from Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) custody due to a court order in Adelanto, California, have been rearrested for child sex crimes, burglary, drug possession, and drunk driving. By October, ICE released more than 250 illegal aliens from their Adelanto detention facility after a court order mandated that they free up space. Those released were put in the Alternatives to Detention (ATD) program that places GPS ankle bracelets on each illegal alien as they are freed into the interior of the United States. The criminal records of those released include convictions for assault with a deadly weapon, battery, child cruelty, violating a protected order, domestic violence, disorderly conduct, driving without a license, drunk driving, false imprisonment, fraud, hit and run, grand theft, obstructing a police officer, drug possession, prostitution, child sex crimes, gun violations, and illegal reentry. Less than 2 months after releasing the illegal aliens, a handful has already been rearrested for crimes in the sanctuary state of California, while others have fled to other states and removed their GSP ankle bracelets, according to ICE. Those who have been rearrested include: on October 26, a 50-year-old Indian national arrested by the Ventura Police Department for an outstanding warrant of felony lewd and lascivious acts with a minor under the age of 14. On November 13, a 43-year-old Mexican national arrested by the Glendora Police Department for unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. On November 6, a 48-year-old Mexican national arrested by the El Monte Police Department for battery, driving under the influence, DUI, and violation of a restraining order. On November 3, a 56-year-old Mexican national arrested by the Newport Beach Police Department for disorderly conduct under the influence of drugs and contempt of court. On October 28, a 34-year-old Mexican national arrested by the El Segundo Police Department for unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, carrying loaded firearm, burglary, and grand theft. On October 26, a 31-year-old Guatemalan national arrested by the Placentia Police Department for shoplifting. The fact that some of the released detainees have committed additional crimes demonstrates the dangers of these court-ordered releases and how they can harm the public in the process, ICE official Tony Pham said in a statement. "We were firm in our warning that these releases would impact public safety. And unfortunately, it did not take long for some of these criminal aliens to reoffend," Pham continued. "This proves that many of these aliens are recidivist offenders who should not have been released in the first place." A list of those released from the detention facility because of the court order reveals that more than 60 of the illegal aliens have final orders for removal, meaning that they have already had their cases heard by a federal immigration judge and have been found to have no legal right to remain in the U.S. The majority of those released have pending criminal charges against them or have been convicted of crimes. ICE officials said prior to the court order, the detention facility held about 730 detainees. More than 85% of those detained had pending charges or criminal convictions. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.